Okay, we're up to Mem Dalid. Ein ne osin himenu, right before the Mishnah. L'fisheino min amuchan. You can't, get any benefit from the oil that drips out of the lamp, right? Because it's eino min amuchan. It's not something when Shabbos came in that you were intending to use. It was muktzah for the lamp. Therefore, it's muktzah for the whole Shabbos. Tana Rabbanan, Moser Hashem and Shebener Shebekara Oser, right? Out muktzah. Any shemen that's left over in the lamp or in the kara where it dripped into on Shabbos is Oser because of muktzah. Rav Shimon Mater, Rav Shimon doesn't hold of this kind of muktzah, holds that it's mutter. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Metautlin, okay, the next Mishnah. From here, the sugyas are going to start speaking about muktzah. And we're going to have the machloksin of Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. What kind of muktzah is osur? Basically, the concept of muktzah is that for various reasons, the Rabbanan ushered moving things, not touching them, but moving them, right? In certain situations, if you don't move it, but you make use of it, is also osur. Right, but that's also could be even not only tiltul muktzah is osur, but making use, sitting on muktzah or something could be osur too. But just touching it is not osur, unless it's something that by touching it you automatically move it. The reasons for muktzah are amongst them. One is the Rabbanan really wanted to osur moving around anything on Shabbos because maybe you come to carry it. But they couldn't asser everything because it's saying Rov HaTzibri Cholun Lamodo. Those things that are basically not things that you had in mind to be using altogether, those things they assered. And all of Muktzah, according to one opinion, is Gzeira because of Hotzah. Because maybe you'll come to carry things and therefore better not to move around things on Shabbos. The least you move around things, the better it is. So anything that the person doesn't need or is the ikker things that people put out of their mind, they assert moving them around. Others say the reason for muktzah is because things that are normally used for things that are osur or things that you don't have in mind or whatever, moving them around on Shabbos is not covered Shabbos. Right? It's a zilzul in Shabbos. If you let people move around all the kinds of kalim, right, then Shabbos doesn't look like Shabbos anymore. So in order to make Shabbos more clear that it's Shabbos, they asked moving around things that are more or less designated for chol kind of uses. The third reason is that certain things were afraid that if you move them around, you come to do malacha with them. Right? So they asked moving around kalim that could come to, that are normally associated with malachas, and that's klisha malachto le iser, they answer that because you may come to do the iser with it, come to use it for its normal usage. So they're all different kinds of muktzah, and there are different reasons behind the muktzah, and there are machloks in which kind of muktzah is osur and which kind is not osur. Okay, so as we go through, we'll see some of the gedorim. Okay, metaltlin ner chadosh, a new lamp. Ner again doesn't mean a candle. Ner, so get conditioned when you hear the word ner to mean a lamp. Okay, a ner is a lamp. It is the receptacle where you put the oil and the wick. That's called a ner. So a new lamp, which is made out of cheres. This is talking about an earthenware. Not glazed earthenware, regular earthenware lamp, the kind, you know, they sell in the archaeological stores, those orange lamps from the old times. That's what we're talking about. You're allowed to be metaltel, you're allowed to move a new one, have a lo yashan, but not an old one. It's an old one, once you light an earthenware lamp once, it gets disgusting. And that's called muktzah machmas mias. Right? It's muktzah because it's disgusting. And you muktzah means to push it away, right? To designate it out of your mind. Okay, you're makza it midaito. You push it away from thinking about it to have use from it. So when something becomes mias, it becomes disgusting. So you take it out of your mind for use. You're not going to use that anymore because it's disgusting. That's called muktzeh machmas mias, and that the Tanakhama, who's Rabbi Yehuda, holds that you're not allowed to be metalkal ner yashon because muktzeh machmas mias. Reb Shimon Omer, kol haneros metalklin, chutz min haner hadolik b'shabbos. Reb Shimon holds you're allowed to move around all neros, except for the ner that was burning on Shabbos, which is muktzeh machmas iser. Right there, Rashi says the reason is because you may come to put it out. If you move it around while it's burning, you may come to put it out. So therefore, they assert moving a burning lamp. Later on, the Gemara says the reason really isn't because you may put it out, according to Rav Shimon, because Rav Shimon holds Lover Shein and Muskav and his mutter. So you're allowed to move something that you may put out. It's not a psikresha, right? But the problem over here is that the flame itself is muktzah. You can't move the flame. If you move the flame directly, you're going to put it out. It's not, it's a psikresha. And the lamp is a basis, it serves as a base for the flame. So in Mela, the lamp becomes osur because of the flame, and the flame is osur because you may come to put it out. That's called muktzah machmas iser. Right? Because you may come to do an iser with this thing, therefore it's muktzah. Because moving it around is will come to be the iser of kiboy, of extinguishing it. Okay, so Rav Shimon holds that muktzah machmas mias is not muktzah, but muktzah machmas iser is. Okay, and there's a shiloh over here also. What we're talking about? What moving? Some rishonim learn that we're talking over here about moving it for any purpose, even mechama letzel. You want to move it from the shade into the sun for the sake of the thing itself. Rav Shimon holds his mutter. All other kinds of muktzah. And others hold that even if Rav Shimon doesn't hold of muktzah by other things, that means that it's not muktzah absolutely. You can't move for anything. You can't move for anything. But even Rav Shimon holds that it's muktzah that you can move it only letzorech gufo makomo. Okay, things that are muktzah, klisha malachto le'isr, okay, is muktzah. But Rav Shimon holds it's not muktzah totally. You can't, you're allowed to move it, letzorech gufo makom. You need the thing itself for something that's mutter, or you need the place that it's on. Okay, that's what Rav Shimon holds, that it's not muktzah. Not muktzah means it's not muktzah absolutely, but it is muktzah that you can't move it except letzorech gufo makom. Things there are lots of other things that are also to move totally, even the tzarek gufo makoma. So may Rishonim learn that which Rav Shimon doesn't hold of muktzah doesn't mean across the board that you can move it. It just means you're allowed to move it the tzarek gufo makoma. Whereas if Yehuda holds, you can't even move it the tzarek gufo makoma. Okay, as we go through, we'll see. But these terms you should be familiar with. Right, gufo makoma means for instance a hammer, which is klisha malachto le'isur. Right, nor the normal use of a hammer is for Isser. So even if Rav Shimon doesn't hold of Klisha Malachto the Isser as being Muktzah, but he holds that you're not allowed to move it slam. You can't move it for the sake of the hammer, right? It's in the rain, you can't bring it in the house. But if you want to use the hammer to crack nuts, that's called Tzorech Gufo, or you need the place, the hammer's on your bed and you want to sleep. So you want to take the hammer off the bed, so the place will be that is not muktzah legabe gufo makomo. It's muktzah to move it the tzarek gufo makomo. Other kinds of muktzah, what? Yeah, right. Rabbi Yehuda holds that muktzah doesn't hold even the tzarek gufo makomo on what? Okay, that depends. According to Rishonim who learn that Rabbi Shimon holds muktzah completely, and it could be Rabbi Yehuda holds that the tzarek gufo makomo is muktzah. Okay, but in any case, that's the there is, in other words, even if something is not muktzah, it doesn't mean that the Gemara means not muktzah at all. It means not muktzah to the point we can't move it for anything. Okay. Rashi, metalt l'ner chodesh she'eino mos. A new lamp is not mios. The chazi l'shtemushe. Right. Beila hedya, you could use it for other things, right? You could put water in a lamp or whatever. It has other uses too. Shelo dolek bo near me olam, the fire was ever put in this lamp. So again, we're talking about a lamp of Cheres. Avalu Yosham, the Muktzamachmas Miyasim, but not an old one, right, because that's Muktzamachmas Miyas. Once you light a earthenware lamp once, it becomes Miyas, it becomes disgusting. You're allowed to be metalto, a new lamp, but not an old one. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rabbi Meir Omer, kol haneros metaltlin, chutz min haner shidliko bo b'shabbos. Okay, Rabbi Meir holds, you're allowed to move all lamps, except for the lamp that you lit that Shabbos. Okay, even though it's not burning now, but when Shabbos came in, right, obviously you couldn't have lit it on Shabbos, so you lit it before Shabbos, and it was burning when Shabbos came in, so since you couldn't move it when Shabbos came in, that ner becomes muktzah for the whole Shabbos, right, that's a klal, migo diskatzoi le bein hashmosho, since it was muktzah when Shabbos came in, it remains muktzah for the whole Shabbos. So a lamp that was burning when Shabbos came in, that lamp is muktzah for the whole Shabbos. But if it wasn't burning when Shabbos came in, you didn't light that candle in that lamp, right? This Shabbos, right? Last Shabbos you lit this thing. This Shabbos you didn't use it, so that's not muktzah either, according to the Meir. Reb Shimon Omer, chutz min haner hadolek b'Shabbos. Reb Shimon holds even further. The only lamp you can't move is a lamp that's mamish burning, while it's burning. But if it goes out, even though it was burning when Shabbos came in, you're allowed to metaltle it, right, once it's extinguished. But that's only a lamp. Lamp means a small receptacle, okay? But kos, ka'ara, v'ashoshis, bigger receptacles, right, even if they were, they were extinguished, but they were burning when Shabbos came in, then Rav Shimon agrees with Rav Meir, those things remain muktzah. We'll see in a second why. Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon Omer, Mistatik min haner hakova u'min hashemen hametafteith, va'afilu b'shosh haner dolek. Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon says that you're allowed to use oil from a lamp that it was already extinguished, and you can even, near hakava means not even where extinguished, where it's becoming extinguished, and from oil that spills out or that drips out of a candle, even while the candle is burning. Okay, not to take it out of the candle itself, but where it's dripping out, right, or the candle's already extinguished, right, then you're allowed to use the oil, doesn't become mukta. Omer Abaye, Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, Sover La Kavua Bechada, Upolegle Bechada. Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon holds like his father, Reb Shimon, in one thing, and he argues on him in one thing. Sover La Kavua Bechada, the Lesle Mukta. He holds like his father that he doesn't hold of this halacha of Mukta, Legabi Mukta Machmas Mias, or Mukta Machmas Isser, where it was, had burned on Shabbos. The only Isser he holds is where it's Mamish, now you would be doing an Isser, where it's burning. But Hapolagle Bechada, Dilu Avua Sover Kova in Lo Kova Lo. Right? That Reb Shimon holds, the only time it's not Muktzah is if it already went out. But if it didn't go out, you're not allowed to use the oil. Right? As long as the candle's burning, the oil is Muktzah. Even the oil that's not in the candle, the oil that already came out of the candle. But as long as that candle is burning, the oil that came out of the candle, that dripped out of the candle, is also according to Reb Shimon. The Iu Sover Afogav the Lo Kova, even if it, didn't go out, if the oil came out of the candle, right, dripped out, you're allowed to use that oil, according to Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon. However, that's only a lamp, but not a kos, a ka'ara, or an ashoshis. These are bigger receptacles. Shemor says, Maishna honey, why are these usher, where a lamp is mutter, there's a little lamp is mutter, but these are an usher. Amar Ula Seifa Esen Reb Yehuda. So Ula said, the Seifa goes according to Reb Yehuda. Enochinami, according to Reb Shimon, these will be mutter too. There's no difference between a lamp and a cup that's of oil that's burning. This is Ula holds. Right? So when the Sefer which says you shouldn't move these things, it's talking according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds of Muktzah. Enochinami, he would hold the lamp as also Asr. Right? But Reb Shimon would hold these are mutter too. Maskif lo marzutra ihochi mai aval, right? It's mashma that even though, what's it called, the nair is mutter, these things are aser. So it doesn't sound like Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda's nair is also aser. So what's the aval? Elomar marzutra ol Reb Shimon. Right? It goes according to Reb Shimon. In the chikashori Reb Shimon benair, zuta, the daiti oloi. Where is Reb Shimon matter the oil after the candle goes out? In a small lamp. Why? Because you're assuming it's going to go out pretty quick. Right? The amount of oil in that lamp is what, so your das is on the thing to go out. Right? You have in mind that this should go out, and when it'll go out, whatever oil will be left, you'll use. But a big receptacle, you don't have in mind it's going to go out at all. It may burn the whole Shabbos. So your mind is not on the oil because it's going to remain, it could remain burning the whole Shabbos. So since it has a long span of burning, you remove your mind. That's called Maktzah Midaita. You remove your mind from this oil, and therefore, according to Reb Shimon, the oil's Muktzah too. The only oil that's not Muktzah is oil you haven't removed your mind from. Because the span of burning of this thing is very short, small receptacle, and you have in mind that it's eventually going to go out, and then you're hoping maybe there'll be some oil left in it, and you'll use it.
Machshava from before Shabbos?
Yeah, basically, yeah. Yeah. No, not the machshava general. Not that you have to think this directly. That's how people think. They don't push out of their mind the oil in a small receptacle because they're thinking about the thing going out. But they do push out of their mind oil in a big receptacle because they're not thinking of it going out altogether.
Therefore never became muktzah?
Right. Muktzah means you were matzah midaito. Right? So Shimon holds you never matzah midaito, something that you're thinking about the fact that it may go out soon. Avalhani dinafishilo, but these that have a lot of oil, a lot big receptacle, they have long burning time, there you take that out of your mind. You don't have your mind on the oil, and therefore it's muktzah. Even after the flame goes out. I'll see Rashi till here. Chutzman haner shidliku, the afal gav shikova, awesome. Even though it went out, right? That's what a mayor says. All neiros are not muktzah, except the one that was burning when Shabbos came in. Even though now it went out, it still remains muktzah. The isle, Reb Meir muktzah machmas iser, the lesle muktzah machmas mis. Reb Meir holds of the category of muktzah machmas iser, and therefore when Shabbos came in, this thing was usher to move because either because you may come to put out the flame, or because the flame itself was usher to move, because if you move the flame, you're surely going to put it out, and the flame therefore became the lamp became a buses to the flame. Right, which is what the Gemara says later on. So what's it called? So therefore it's Muktzah Machmas Isser. And Muktzah Machmas Isser, once it was Muktzah, when Shabbos came in, it remains Muktzah the whole Shabbos. That's what Reb Meir holds. But he doesn't hold a Muktzah Machmas Mias. And therefore, if you have a lamp that you didn't burn this Shabbos, you burnt it last Shabbos, and it's disgusting, you still can move it. Disgusting things aren't Muktzah. Chutz min aner hadolek b'Shabbos, Reb Shimon goes one step further, and he says the only muktzah is where it's actually burning. Ba'od shu dolek, while it's still burning, also shemi yichaba aner, because we're afraid maybe you'll put it out. Okay, and maybe you'll put it out again means on the flame, and that's a psikreisha. Okay, because according otherwise Reb Shimon holds the dover shenam eskavet is mutter. What's the shemi yichab? Ashoshis kos gogel shel zchuchi shekorim lanpa. An ashoshis is a lantern, right? It's a bigger, it's not a little nair, not a little lamp, it's a big lamp. Okay. Lo yazizum im koman, afilu kova haner. There, Reb Shimon holds, even if it went out, you can't move it. L'kam b'farish time, then later on the Gemara explains the reason. Min haner hakova, dekivim dekova, v'holech lo mechayiv su mishu mechada. Since it's going out, you're not going to be chayiv mishu mechada, right? You can move it because you're not going to put it out, it's out. Kove in lo kove lo. The lo shaminu le Reb Shimon the shori masnisen el moser shemen shibenero shibekara the mashmala acher shikove. Right? Reb Elezer Reb Shimon says even while the candle is burning, you're allowed to use the oil that's separated from the lamp. And his father Reb Shimon held you can only use the oil when the original flame went out. Nobody holds that you're allowed to use the oil that's still in a burning lamp. Because that's kibui. taking the oil out of a burning lamp is extinguishing the flame. Either because when you take the oil out, it makes the flame smaller, or because you're lessening the potential time that it can burn. That's the Gemara in Beya. But we're not talking about oil in the lamp. We're talking oil that dripped out of the lamp. So Reb Shimon holds, as long as the lamp is still burning, that oil that dripped out is mukta. And Reb Elezer, Reb Shimon holds, even while the candle is burning, if the oil dripped out, it's not mukta. Okay, mayaval. So what's it called? This cloud, that butt, a big receptacle, is also, who does that go according to? So first Ula wanted to say, that goes according to Reb Yehuda. And we start Reb Yehuda, then we go over to Reb Shimon, then we come back to Reb Yehuda. But Reb Shimon would hold that even oil in a big receptacle, once it goes out, is okay. And where it says no, it's not true. Reb Shimon only holds the oil in a small receptacle when it goes out is okay. But the oil in a big receptacle, even when it goes out, is not okay. Why? Bezuta, when it's small, the daiti olemi ba'od yom. Because before Shabbos came, you had your mind, when you lit this little lamp, Sover sheyichle Hashem in maher, v'shtamish b'ner l'chashiyichpe. I'm hoping that the, what's it called, since it's only a small thing, I only need it for a small amount of time, I'm hoping it'll go out, and I'll be able to use the receptacle after that. It wasn't matzah, not the receptacle, or the shemen that's left over after that. I'm hoping, because the small receptacle, it'll go out quickly, and I'll be able to use it, right? Therefore, I never was makza this nair, not the lamp and not the contents from my mind. Avalhani lo asik adai teshich b'kol ayom. But the big ones, they burn the whole day. Right? It's like a yahrzeit candle. Right there, I didn't have any in mind that it's going to go out, so I totally removed it from my mind for the whole Shabbos. Okay. Okay, let's go on. V'hatanya, one second. V'hanifi shilo. V'hatanya, moser Hashemin shebiner shebikaara osir. V'Reb Shimon mater. L'chara, right, you're telling me now that Reb Shimon holds that anything that's a big receptacle is osir. Okay? I have a brisa that says not like that. The brisa says that if you have leftover oil, right, in a nair, and again, small receptacle, or in a kaara, in a dish, which is mashma, a big receptacle, it's osir. That's what the Tanna Kamma says. And Rabbi Shimon matir. So lechora, ka'ara seems to be even a big receptacle. What are you telling me that Rabbi Shimon holds? That in a big receptacle, the leftover, what's it called, shemen is mutter. Here it says b'theirish. The leftover shemen is osir. Here it says b'theirish that Rabbi Shimon holds mutter in a ka'ara. Shemara says, ka'ara dum yedinir. No, here it's somewhat small. You can have small plates too. Small the bowl. Right, a ka'ara is like a bowl or a dish, right? So it says ner or ka'ara. A ner is a small lamp, and a ka'ara is a small dish, right? A little plate, okay? But in the original case, the original brisa, it also said ka'ara, and it said there that it's aser, and we said that goes according to Reb Shimon. So Shimon here says ka'ara is mutter, there he said ka'ara is aser. Two different ka'aras. You can have a big ka'ara and a small ka'ara. Over there where it mentions ner and ka'ara, so it's a ka'ara that's similar to a ner, small one. In the first brisa, where it mentioned ka'ara and ashoshis, which are big receptacles, then the ka'ara is a big bowl. Right, so in a big bowl, Reb Shimon holds that it's aser. In a small bowl, he holds it's mutter. Small bowl is more like a nair, and the big bowl is more like an ashoshis. Right, hacha ka'ara dum yedikos. Okay, Rashi. Reb Shimon mater v'ka'ara nefisha. Kashi ka'ara ka'ara. And a ka'ara is a big receptacle. And before Reb Shimon, we said that when it says that a ka'ara is aser, goes even according to Reb Shimon. And here it says b'feirus, Reb Shimon says by a ka'ara it's mutter. Gemara says that there's two different kinds of ka'aras. Dum yedinir, ketani la desutra. Where the brisa compared the ka'ara to a nair, it's a small one. Where the brisa used ka'ara in conjunction with an ashoshis, it's a big one. Big ka'ara is aser, small ka'ara is mutter, just like a ner is mutter and an ashoshis is aser. Okay. Omrab Zera. Pamut shehidliku bo b'shabes. Okay. A pamut is menorah shel matzeches, Rashi says, ve'ena musa. A ner is earthenware. Pamut is metal, a lamp. Okay? And it doesn't become mouse. When you light metal, it doesn't become mias. It doesn't get disgusting. You can use it over and over again. It never gets disgusting. So pamut shidlikubo b'shabbos. If you lit a nettle candle on Shabbos, ledivrei hamater oser, ledivrei haoser mutter. The one who says that by a earthenware one is oser, here would hold its mutter. And the one who holds that an earthenware one is mutter, here would hold its oser. And we're going to discuss what that means in a second. Rashi, ledivrei hamater, Rav Meir, hamater b'ner yoshan, Rav Meir holds that even an old earthenware lamp is mutter to be metalto, because he doesn't hold the muktzamachmas mias, but he would hold that that a pamut that you lit on, even a metal one, that you lit on Shabbos, when Shabbos came in, it was lit when Shabbos came in, would be usher, because muktzamachmas isser he does hold. Muktzamachmas mias he doesn't hold, but muktzamachmas isser yes. Okay? Oser, b'hai, the muktzamachmas isser, kidiktani la'el, chutzman aner shediku bo b'Shabbos. Ledivrei ha'oser Reb Yehuda ha'oser b'ner yoshen shocheres. Reb Yehuda who holds a muktzamachmas mias, that even if this lamp wasn't lit this Shabbos, but was lit last Shabbos, once it was lit one time, it becomes mias, and mias are things you push out of your mind, according to Reb Yehuda, and therefore it's muktzah. You can't move it around on this Shabbos, even though it wasn't burning on this Shabbos, right? Hasam hu demoyis avol ha'chashari v'lesle muktzamachmas iser. So it comes out like this. The one who holds, Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Muktzamachmas Mias, doesn't hold. This is what the Gemara thinks now. Of Muktzamachmas Isser. That category Muktzah doesn't hold. He holds things that are Mias people take out of their mind. Things that were Osir, but will become Mutter, they don't take out of their mind. Right? In other words, things that are just spiritually Mias, that people don't take out of their mind. Things that are physically Mias, they do. That's what the Gemara thinks now. So, And Reb Meir holds us the opposite. Things that are physically mias, people don't take out of their mind. But things that are osur now, they take out of their mind. They remain osur to move around. So it would come out like this. The one who holds that you're not allowed to move around a earthenware mias lamp that was not burning this Shabbos, that was burnt last Shabbos, and or during the week, and became mias, right? He only holds a muktzamachmas mias, but he doesn't hold a muktzamachmas iser. Therefore, a metal candlestick, even if it was burning this Shabbos, right, when it went out, you can move it. Because it's not mias. And it, even though it was osur, so what? And the opposite is Reb Meir. Reb Meir doesn't hold a muktzamachmas mias. Something that's disgusting because it had burnt last Shabbos or during the week, right, earthenware, that's mutter. But something that was osur this Shabbos, because of isur, that would be osur. So the one who holds muktzamachmas mias, the Gemara thinks, now doesn't hold a muktzamachmas isur, and the one who holds a muktzamachmas isur doesn't hold a muktzamachmas mias. Okay. Or it says, l'neimra de Reb Yehuda muktzamachmas mias islay muktzamachmas isur lesle. You want to tell me that Reb Yehuda holds a muktzamachmas mias, but he doesn't hold a muktzamachmas isur? V'hatanya, Reb Yehuda Omer, kol ha'nero shel mateches metalklin. You are allowed to move around a menorah of mateches, a lamp, of metal lamp, on Shabbos, right? Except, chutz min ha'ner shedliku bo b'Shabbos. Except for one that was lit this Shabbos. In other words, if you have a candlestick that was not lit this Shabbos, then you can move it around. And like we said, this machlokas rishonim, what that means. Right? According to some rishonim, right, you're allowed to move it around for any purpose. It's not called a klisha malachto le'isser. A lamp, a leichter is not klisha malachto le'isser. Why not? Because you don't do anything also with it. It's passive. Right? It's like a hammer that you hammer and build. Right? You don't do anything with the lamp, it just sits there. Right? So what if you light a candle in it? That's not using the leichter for something that's osur. You're not lighting the light with the leichter. It's something that's happening very passively. So somehow, therefore, a leichter is not klisha malachto le'isser. Malachto le'isser means you use it for something osur. You do something osur with it. Here you don't do anything with the leichter. It just sits there like a golem. Right? And you do something that's osur on the leichter, but not with the leichter. Therefore, it's not klisha malacha le'isr. And it's used, and it's also not klisha malacha le'isr because you can use it for other things. You can fill it with water and drink from it or whatever. Right? Even that's a little bit difficult because klisha malacha le'isr doesn't mean you can only use it for isr. It means it's predominantly used for isr. Surely, if that's called using for isr, it's predominantly. So the other as far as is more what those we shown them hold. And therefore, you can move it around for anything. The halacha is not like that. The halacha is that a leichter is klisha malacha le'isr. But you're allowed to move it around, l'tzorech gufa makoma. But if it had been burning that Shabbos, you can't even move it l'tzorech gufa makoma. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yehuda says that a candlestick, okay, that had not been burning this Shabbos, is not muktzah, meaning it's not muktzah to the point where you can't move it l'tzorech gufa makoma. You can move it l'tzorech gufa makoma. You can't stop moving. That's klishim lach to this. But if it was burning this Shabbos, when Shabbos came in, you couldn't move it for anything, even gufa makoma, because you may put it out. Right? So you couldn't move it for anything. It remains that kind of muktzah. The whole Shabbos, you can't move for anything. Because when Shabbos came in, it was the kind of muktzah that you couldn't move for anything. It remains that kind of muktzah the entire Shabbos. Okay, but what do we see? Rabbi Yehuda holds that if it had been burning that Shabbos, then it's asher. So don't tell me that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a muktzah machmas iser. Clearly here he holds muktzah machmas iser. Since something was muktzah because you're going to come to do an iser, putting it out, it remains muktzah the whole Shabbos. Ela'i itmer hachi itmer. If the memra was said, it was said the following way. Omer abzeira. Pamut shidliku ala b'shabbos divrei akol asur. Everybody holds asur. If you, even a metal lamp that Reb Meir holds is, even Reb Yehuda holds, is not what's it called, muktzah machmas miyus. So if you didn't burn it that Shabbos, it's okay to move around. But even Reb Yehuda, right, who holds by mateches, right, his mutter, if you didn't burn it that, if you burned it that Shabbos, if you lit it that Shabbos, right, then it's what's it called, then it's also, according to everybody. Lo idliku alav divriyakol mutter. And if you didn't light it that Shabbos, everybody holds mutter. It's not miyus. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's okay, and it's not osur. It's not machmas isur, because there's no isur here. So it's mutter. Mutter meaning, like according to we hold, you're allowed to move it, l'tzorech gufa makoma. But not that it's not muktzah at all, that you're allowed to move it for anything. Okay, see Rashi.
Ner matzechet and pamut are
similar. Same thing. Pamut means ner shel matzechet. That is what, ner is cheres, and pamut is ner shel matzechet. Okay. Near shel matzeches lo mois kigon shel nechoshes de lo bola, right? A metal a lamp doesn't become nias. An example would be one made out of nechoshes, one made out of nechoshes copper. Yeah, copper, which doesn't absorb the oils, doesn't become nias. Why does a earthenware nair become nias? Because it absorbs the oil. And then it becomes a miyasa thing. So therefore, if you have a glazed earthenware thing, which is not earthenware really, that's called already porcelain or whatever, that doesn't become miyas, because it also doesn't absorb the oil. You just wipe it off. So that also doesn't become miyas. So we're talking about earthenware that's not glazed. Okay. So there, it's what you call no problem at all, because it wasn't lit when Shabbos came in. It's not Mias, so there's no reason to ask her. It's not Muktzah Machmas Isser, and it's not Muktzah Machmas Mias, therefore it's Mutter. But it is a Klisha Malachto Le'isser, according to the way we hold. And since it's Klisha Malachto Le'isser, you're allowed to move it L'Sorah Gufa Makomo. It's not total Muktzah, right, which is what Argamar is talking about, total Muktzah, but it is also to move for any other purpose except Gufa Makomo. Right? You can move it, the Gufa Makomo, if you need it for drinking water from, or you need it, it's on your bed and you want to take it off, right, but you can't, or it's on the table and you want to put your things, whatever, but not, what's it called, not stam, move it around. And the svara is that again, there's different reasons for the gzera of muktzah. Some are because you may come to do something osur with it, right, but here that doesn't apply. But the other reason is because they don't want you to move things bechlau, too many things on Shabbos, because maybe you come to b'hotzah. So therefore, certain things were limited in how you could move them out sotzah, but they weren't completely osur because they weren't things that you could do an isur with or something like that, that they were choshish that you would do an isur with or whatever. So the real muktzah is where most of the reasons apply, and the semi-muktzah is, we don't want you moving it around because you may come to carry it, but moving it with sort of gufa makomo, that's okay.